Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 4, Text 132, which we read yesterday. Closing the door of the temple, the priest went to the village with a pot of sweet rice. He called out in every stall in search of Madhavendra Puri. Holding the pot of sweet rice, the priest called, "Will he whose name is Madhavendra Puri please come and take this pot? Gopinath has stolen this pot of sweet rice for you." The priest continued, "Would the sannyasi whose name is Madhavendra Puri please come and take this pot of sweet rice and enjoy the prasadam with great happiness? You are the most fortunate person within these three worlds." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Here is an example of a personal benediction by Krishna's immoral, quote, immoral activity. It's not in quote, but that's what Prabhupada means, so-called immoral activity. By Gopinath stealing for his devotee, the devotee becomes the most fortunate person within the three worlds. Thus, even the Lord's criminal activities make his devotee the most fortunate person. How can a mundane rascal understand the pastimes of Krishna and judge whether he is moral or immoral? Since Krishna is the absolute truth, there are no mundane distinctions such as moral and immoral. Whatever he does is good. This is the real meaning of God is good. He is good in all circumstances because he is transcendental, outside the jurisdiction of this material world. Therefore, Krishna can be understood only by those who are already living in the spiritual world. This is corroborated in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chayo vyacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One who is engaged in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord is already situated in the spiritual world, Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. In all circumstances, his activities and dealings with Krishna are transcendental, and thus not understandable by mundane moralists. It is therefore better not to discuss such activities among mundane people. It is better to give them the Hare Krishna Mahamantra so that they will be gradually purified and then come to understand the transcendental activities of Krishna. Text 135. Hearing this invitation, Madhavendra Puri came out and identified himself. The priest then delivered the pot of sweet rice and offered his obeisances, falling flat before him. Srila Prabhupada's purport. A Brahmana is not supposed to offer his obeisances by falling flat before anyone because a Brahmana is considered to be in the highest caste. However, when a Brahmana sees a devotee, he offers his dandavats. This Brahmana priest did not ask Madhavendra Puri whether he was a Brahmana, but when he saw that Madhavendra Puri was such a bona fide devotee that Krishna would even steal for him, he immediately understood the position of the saint. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noi, de Krishna tatva veta se guru hoi," from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 8th chapter, 128. Had the Brahmana priest been an ordinary Brahmana, Gopinath would not have talked with him in a dream. Since the deity spoke to both Madhavendra Puri and the Brahmana priest in dreams, practically speaking, they were on the same platform. However, because Madhavendra Puri was a senior sannyasi Vaishnava, a Paramhamsa, the priest immediately fell flat before him and offered obeisances. Continuing, when the story about the pot of sweet rice was explained to him in detail, to Madhavendrapuri in detail. Srimadhavendrapuri at once became absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Prema deki sevaka kahe ha'iya vismita. Vismita. Krishna je inhara vasa haya yato chita. Upon seeing the ecstatic loving symptoms manifested in Madhavendrapuri, the priest was struck with wonder. He could understand why Krishna had become so much obliged to him, and he saw that Krishna's action was befitting. Prabhupada's purport. A devotee can bring Krishna perfectly under his control. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.3. Ajito jito pyasitas tilokyam. Krishna is never conquered by anyone, but a devotee can conquer him through devotional service. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Vedesu dolabham adolabham atma bhakto. One cannot understand Krishna simply by reading Vedic literature. Although all Vedic literature is meant for understanding Krishna, one cannot understand Krishna without being a lover of Krishna. Therefore, along with the reading of Vedic literature, svadhyaya, one must engage in devotional worship of the deity Archana Vidhi. Together, these will enhance the devotee's transcendental understanding of devotional service. Shravanadishu de chitte koriye udai, from Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 22, 107. Love of Godhead is dormant within everyone's heart, and if one simply follows the standard process of devotional service, it is awakened. But foolish, mundane people who simply read about Krishna mistakenly think that he is immoral or criminal. Next, the priest offered his obeisances to Madhavendrapuri and returned to the temple. Then, in ecstasy, Madhavendrapuri ate the sweet rice offered to him by Krishna. After this, Madhavendrapuri washed the pot and broke it into pieces. He then bound all the pieces in his outer cloth and kept them nicely. Each day, Madhavendrapuri would eat one piece of that earthen pot, and after eating it, he would immediately be overwhelmed with ecstasy. These are wonderful stories. Having broken the pot and bound the pieces in his cloth, Madhavendrapuri began to think, "The Lord has given me a pot of sweet rice. And when the people hear of this tomorrow morning, there will be great crowds." Thinking this, Srimadhavendrapuri offered his obeisances to Gopinath on the spot and left Ramuna before morning. Walking and walking, Madhavendrapuri finally reached Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Nilachala. There, he saw Lord Jagannath and was overwhelmed with loving ecstasy. Prema veshe ute pade hase nache gai, Jagannath darshane maha sukabai. When Madhavendrapuri was overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, he sometimes stood up and sometimes fell to the ground. Sometimes he laughed, danced, and sang. In this way, he enjoyed transcendental bliss by seeing the Jagannath deity. When Madhavendrapuri came to Jagannath Puri, people were aware of his transcendental reputation. Therefore, crowds of people came and offered him all sorts of respects and devotion. Even though one may not like it, reputation, as ordained by providence, comes to him. Indeed, one's transcendental reputation is known throughout the entire world. Being afraid of his reputation, Pratishtha, Madhavendrapuri fled from Ramuna, but the reputation brought by love of Godhead is so sublime that it goes along with the devotee as if following him. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Almost all the conditioned souls within the material world are envious. Jealous people generally turn against one who automatically attains some reputation. This is natural for jealous people. Consequently, when a devotee is fit to receive worldly reputation, he is envied by many people. This is quite natural. When a person, out of humility, does not desire fame, people generally think him quite humble and consequently give him all kinds of fame. Actually, a Vaishnava does not hanker after fame or a great reputation. Madhavendra Puri, the king of Vaishnavas, bore his reputation, but he wanted to keep himself outside of the vision of the general populace. He wanted to cover his real identity as a great devotee of the Lord. When people saw him overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, they naturally gave credit to him. Actually, a first-class reputation is due Madhavendra Puri because he was a most confidential devotee of the Lord. Sometimes a sahajiya presents himself as being void of desires for reputation, pratishtha, in order to become famous as a humble man. Such people cannot actually attain the platform of celebrated Vaishnavas. Continuing. Actually, we'll stop here and we'll hear how Madhavendra Puri fulfilled the desire of Gopal and Gopinath in Jagannath Puri soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.